H7, getting ready to read. Noting.
기록하는.
Position.
위치.
Sundials.
해시계.
Cloudy.
구름이 낀.
Hourglass.
모래시계.
Announce.
모래시계.
Weights.
무게. 추.
Accurately.
정확하게.
Wind up.
태엽.
1. Place means position. 2. Not clear may mean cloudy. 3. To tell is to announce. 4. In an exactly right way means accurately. 5. It measures time. Hourglass. 6. Write the two words which make up the compound word hourglass. Hour, glass.
7. Measuring time.
시간 재기.
The sun served as the first clock.
태양은 최초의 시계 역할을 했다.
People guessed at the time of day by noting the position of the sun in the sky.
사람들은 하늘에 떠 있는 해의 위치를 보고 낮 동안의 시간을 짐작했다.
Then they discovered that they could tell time by measuring the lengths of the shadows cast by a pole.
그리고 나서 막대에 드리워진 그림자의 길이를 재서 시간을 알 수 있다는 사실을 발견했다.
Using this idea, they made and used sundials.
이 생각을 이용해서 사람들은 해시계를 만들어 이용했다.
These devices, however, did not work indoors, on cloudy days, or at night.
그러나 이 장치는 실내에서나 흐린 날 또는 밤에는 쓸 수 없었다.
People kept looking for better ways to measure time.
사람들은 시간을 재는 더 좋은 방법을 계속 찾았다.
Candles marked with colored lines were used indoors.
실내에서는 색깔 있는 줄로 표시를 한 양초를 사용했다.
When a candle had burned from one colored line to the next, an hour had passed.
한 줄에서 다음 줄까지 양초가 다 타게 되면 한 시간이 지난 것이었다.
Later, water clocks of varying types and hourglasses were also used.
그 후에 여러 종류의 물시계와 모래시계를 썼다.
Finally, nearly 1,000 years ago, the first clock was made.
마침내 1,000년 정도 전에 최초의 시계가 만들어졌다.
It had neither a face nor hands, but had bells that rang each hour to announce the time.
여기에는 숫자판도 시계바늘도 없었고 대신 매 시간마다 시간을 알리는 종이 울렸다.
This clock and other early clocks were run by falling weights.
이 시계와 초기의 다른 시계들은 저울추를 늘어뜨려 움직였다.
Today we can keep time accurately by using electric clocks and wind-up clocks run by springs.
오늘날 우리는 전자시계와 용수철 태엽시계를 써서 시간을 정확히 맞춘다.
We also have battery-powered watches and clocks.
또 건전지로 움직이는 손목시계와 시계도 있다.
Many show the time with numbers rather than by hands.
많은 시계가 시계바늘 대신 숫자로 시간을 나타낸다.
H7. Measuring time. The sun served as the first clock. People guessed at the time of day by noting the position of the sun in the sky. Then they discovered that they could tell time by measuring the lengths of the shadows cast by a pole. Using this idea, they made and used sundials. These devices, however, did not work indoors, on cloudy days, or at night. People kept looking for better ways to measure time. Candles marked with colored lines were used indoors. When a candle had burned from one colored line to the next, an hour had passed. Later, water clocks of varying types and hourglasses were also used. Finally, nearly 1,000 years ago, the first clock was made. It had neither a face nor hands, but had bells that rang each hour to announce the time. This clock and other early clocks were run by falling weights. Today, we can keep time accurately by using electric clocks and wind-up clocks run by springs. We also have battery-powered watches and clocks. Many show the time with numbers rather than by hands.